بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. A very brief خاطرة as I'm filling in for Dr. Yasser. This خاطرة I would only give to the Fajr crowd. And it's going to be about العمل الصالح, righteous actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran paired iman with righteous deeds. And often in the Quran we would see the phrase الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who believed and did righteous deeds and performed righteous deeds. And this is an emphasis from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that action is an integral part of iman. And we know from what our scholars said that actions are part of iman, and that is why iman increases with actions and decreases with lack of them. Actions are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about the actions of His servants to the angels in al-Jannah, subhanallah. But sometimes actions can be what our hearts are anchored to when it comes to attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking al-Jannah. And people can get into this mode where they feel like it is the action itself that is going to enter them into Jannah, thinking of it as a transaction between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a grave mistake, because it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, His bounty and His favor upon us, that will enter us into al-Jannah, and nothing more. These actions are but mere shows of love and obedience to Rabbil Alameen, from His servant. But we believe the thing that will enter us into al-Jannah is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he told this to the Sahaba, that Allah will enter a person into Jannah with His mercy. And he gave the story of a man from Bani Israel who said, "Oh Allah, enter me into Jannah with my actions and with my deeds." And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, "Weigh on the scale, O my angels, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessing of Allah that He gave you sight. Put it on one side. And on the other side, put all of the actions and the worship you did for your whole lifespan." Because this person thought that it is their action that will enter them into Jannah. And long behold, the bounty of sight outweighed all of the actions of this righteous worshiper. And he spent his whole life in worship. And they asked him, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, even you, the carrier of the message, the seal of the prophets, the one who would stand up at night in Qiyam until his feet became swollen from ibadah, the one who fought and did and traveled and gave da'wah until he walked in a puddle of his own blood, alayhi salatu wassalam, bi abi huwa wa ummi. He did all of this." He said, "Wala ana hatta yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatih. Even me, until Allah lathers me in His mercy." That's the only way we get to Jannah. And this is why Ibn Ata'illah, he said in one of his hikam, which is a famous hikmah, he said, "من علامات الاعتماد على العمل نقصان الرجاء عند وجود الزلل." من علامات الاعتماد على العمل نقصان الرجاء عند وجود الزلل. He said, "And one of the signs for us to know of ourselves. Whether we are relying on our actions or the bounty and mercy of Allah is to see how we react when we make a mistake. It's like a litmus test of some sort. He said, when we make a mistake, when we fall short, when we do not do the action we're required to do or what we expect of ourselves, what happens? Our hope in Allah goes down. Our hope in Allah goes down. And this is a sign that we are somewhat relying on the actions of us. Because, why is this a sign? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all of His names and attributes that we worship, the one who we were counting on to enter us into Jannah, He's the same Lord before we made the mistake, while we were at the top of our actions and our amal, salih, and even after our mistake, He's the same Rabbil Alameen. But when hope goes down, let's say I don't wake up for Fajr, or I don't make it in time for Jama'ah, or I don't give sadaqah on a certain day, or I miss a janazah salah when I usually never miss them, we feel somewhat of a remorse. But when we lose hope in Allah, this is a sign that we are relying on the action and not on the mercy and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They tell you, O Muhammad, they boast about their favor that they gave you, this favor that they offered you by being Muslim. They used to come to the Prophet ﷺ, the A'rab, and they would say, look, we're Muslim, we got your back. In the form of like, if it wasn't for us, who would help you, O Muhammad? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tell them, it is Allah that favored you with Islam. If you are indeed true believers, if you are indeed truthful with your iman. Allah challenged them. Because Allah is the one that favored us. If it wasn't for Allah, we would have never done the action. If it wasn't for Allah, if it wasn't for Allah's mercy and favor, we would have never got up for Fajr. We would have never gave that sadaqah. We would have never performed that Hajj and Umrah. So it's Allah's favor all encompassing. The action that we do is Allah's favor. And when we fall short from the action, we should rely on the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, when we worship Allah, our shuyukh would say, it's like a bird, right? The main body is love. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we know Him, with love for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on our path, we have two wings, the wing of fear and the wing of hope. When our course changes, the wing of fear pushes a little bit harder when we fall short. And when we feel extra confident, or when we feel extra confident, the wing of fear pushes harder. When we feel that we have shortcomings and we fell short from what we wanted to be, then the wing of hope pushes harder and the course remains straight. And that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never rely on our actions, but put our reliance in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because with this, if we worship Allah with this, in any state, we will always find ourselves going back, inshallah ta'ala. And we will never fall back on our heels. We will never fall back on our heels. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His bounty upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us steadfast on His path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and have mercy on us and enter us all into Jannatul Firdaus. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. هذا والله تعالى أعلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. And now I think Ustaz Ba'jur has his weekly halaqa. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين.